Bishop of the Catholic Church of Whitehorse, I apologize to the people who suffered from their attendance at Lower Post Residential School, especially the sexual and physical abuse that some of you suffered from some of the staff. As a new person on the block in the north, I am just getting to know those folks and beginning to hear the stories, to journey with them, as I did for so many years in the Fraser Valley. I also apologize to all the students and the families who suffered hurt to your culture and human dignity during your time at Lower Post Residential School. And to those students and families who found some blessings in their experience at Lower Post, I thank God. And I am grateful to those staff who, in the midst of a very painful time, exemplified Christ's love and care within a very flawed educational system. Approach. And yet, because of the journey I have been on, even before ordination to the priesthood, it fills my own soul most at this time, and has for many years now, is a great sorrow, pain, over the sins of what evil was done and what good was left. It is difficult, actually, for me to look at that picture because some years ago I baptized a little boy just like that. And when that little boy was 16 years old, he took his own life. You don't recover stuff like that. All of you who have been there know that. And yet, as I said when I started, it is with gratitude that I'm able to be here, because there is an opportunity before me as the commission begins its work. And the opportunity is to foster the telling of the truth for all who are part of that history of Lower Post in northern British Columbia, in the Yukon. I know it's a long ways out of the way from Vancouver, but I hope the commission makes it there. The truth of all those who were part of that history will indeed set us free. Free from the long road of reconciliation, which I have personally been on for about 30 years. People here in southern BC and now in northern BC and the Yukon. And God willing, I will continue to be on this road of truth and reconciliation for many years to come. This is indeed a long journey from pain to hope with individuals. And it is this long journey with individuals that will bear fruit for a new conversation for the future of all of our children. This evening is the beginning of that new conversation in a very marked way. And that conversation, as we have heard, some dear friends of mine.